Proclamation number 8418, dated the February 21st, 1963. Grace of the Act of Salvation, Fortified Will. Time and again you need advice, my admonitions and warnings, my instructions, in order to lead the kind of life which results in such maturity of soul that you will be able to enter the kingdom of light. And I will not stop conveying these instructions to you through my word. I will help you in every way and also steer your destiny of life such that your will can turn around and enter into my will, so that you will constantly ascend in your spiritual development. Yet living up to my commandments of love for God and your neighbor always remains paramount, for then your own thinking will be right and you will always take the right path, the path to the cross. It will not be possible for you to completely enter into my will by your own efforts, because your will is weak since it is still determined by my adversary as long as you are not released from him, as long as you are still enslaved by him. And this fetter can only be severed by Jesus Christ, who died for your freedom on the cross and thereby also acquired for you the blessings of a reinforced will. Through his crucifixion he redeemed the immense guilt, the consequence of which is your bound and weak will. If you are therefore released from this guilt, the weakness of will is surmounted too, and through Jesus' redemption you also possess the strength to live your way of life according to my will. Your entire earthly life is at a standstill as long as you have not found the one who will deliver you from the adversary's power. As long as you don't acknowledge him as the Redeemer of the world, as the Son of God, in whom I myself became a human being, and appeal to him for help, for with this call you acknowledge me myself again, to whom you once denied your acknowledgement and thereby fell into the abyss, into your wretched state. Without Jesus Christ you will never be able to return to me, without him your earthly life is futile. For as long as your original sin is not removed from you, you will remain distant from me, and neither can you be happy. You remain weak and unenlightened beings whose state is painful, because you once originated from me in light and strength and freedom and lost light, strength and freedom because of your past apostasy from me. As human beings you should express your will again by striving towards me in your original state, and this will only be possible if your will power gets strengthened through Jesus Christ's redemption, if you turn to him with an appeal for forgiveness of your sin, if you want that he also shed blood for you. You don't know how extremely significant your acknowledgement of Jesus and his act of salvation is for you. For you don't realize that by calling upon Jesus Christ you call upon me myself, and you thereby already testify to your will to return to me, for Jesus and I are one. In Jesus the eternal deity manifested itself for you, my living creations, so that you are able to behold me since Roman 1, as the WHOLE-OF-infinity permeating spirit. Could not be visible to you and therefore so completely permeated a form that my created beings were subsequently able to behold me face to face. You will never be able to understand this mystery, yet you shall know that you cannot bypass Jesus Christ and understand that time and again I will inform you through my word that this human manifestation of mine in Jesus is the greatest evidence of love that your God and Father has given to his living creations, and that faith in, God can never exclude faith in, Jesus because I can only be conceivable to you in Jesus. And since I expect your acknowledgement of me in your earthly life, since this acknowledgement is the purpose and goal of your entire earthly progress generally, you must acknowledge Jesus, who is the embodied deity himself and who redeemed your original sin in order to facilitate your return to him. For this reason nothing is more important than to inform people of this and to admonish them to love, so that they will become enlightened and subsequently also fulfill the purpose of their earthly life. And in order to make this knowledge and all truth accessible to people, I convey my word to earth directly. For truth is the light which shines into your hearts and which will also accomplish your regeneration into your original nature. For only through truth will you learn to recognize and love me. Only truth will illuminate the path which leads to the cross, and you will find redemption from sin and death. Amen.